glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. We hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, November 17th, 2015. You're in for a real treat. And here's what happened. With no notice, yesterday I called up Mary Claypool, and you're going to hear that whole conversation in its entirety, unscripted and unrehearsed, and this is how it began.
Hello?
Hello, is this Mary?
Yes.
Mary, Mark Burns with Great News Radio. How are you?
Oh, hi. I had to tumble out of bed, and I didn't get to come and listen to you.
I don't know if you heard the program, but I did a little shout-out over the air and mentioned your name, that you wanted to be there, and you've been blessed and encouraged by our radio ministry.
Oh, thank you so much. That is a blessing. I have to tell you why I listen to you. My husband died 24 years ago, so my grandson, Troy Alexander, that lives here in Covington, he says, Grandma, why don't you get the little transistor and take it to bed with you and listen to the gospel station. I'll program it in for you on the little transistor, and you can always listen to them. And all these years, I've listened to you. And when Pastor Joe and Mike and Pastor Andy gave their testimonies on your Wednesday morning program, I stayed awake that night because I wanted to listen to it, and I got to listen to it here in Indiana.
Great.
Well,
Linda,
this is like getting manna from heaven.
Well, I think it was Linda Holy Cross. Was she the individual?
Yes, she's my best friend.
Well, hey, how about we just share a little of your life story, and maybe you'll be my featured guest tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. Do you have a few minutes to talk?
Yes.
Okay, well, here's what we'll just do. Just follow my lead, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, Mary, thank you for taking this call. If your ears were ringing on yesterday's edition of Mark and Friends, I did a little shout-out for you because a mutual friend, or a new friend for me, I think she's an old friend for you, Linda Holy Cross. Yeah, she came up to me at the Covington Christian School fundraising banquet this past Saturday at the Beef House and said...
Yes, I was supposed to come with her.
Yeah, she said, this sweet, dear friend of mine, Mary, so wanted to be here but fell and couldn't make it, but she listens to the station and has been blessed for many years and wanted you to know she appreciates Great News Radio. And so I got your phone number and I thought, hey, I didn't have a guest for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, so thank you for being available. And we're just now getting to know each other, but with being a follower of Jesus and 92 years of age, I'm sure there's some stories and God sightings in your life.
Oh, I am so blessed because my grandson, he evidently listened to you before I ever even knew there was that radio station. And when he knew I couldn't sleep good after Rich passed away.
And that was about 20-something years ago, 26?
24 years ago.
24 years ago.
And so anyway, Troy said, Grandma, program that in on that little transistor, and you just leave it there. And just whenever you turn it on, it'll always be on that station. And I have sent and got the papers to send you, and I have fully intended to get something sent for the benefit. I mean, for you.
Oh, well.
For your 20 years.
Sure.
And I listen to the different ones that praise, and about the time you went down to Houston to learn how to run this radio station. And I have a grandson. Well, he's not a police on the police force now, but he was on the police force down at Houston. So it's just been such a blessing, and the Lord has just been good to me. And I thank Linda for telling you how much I appreciate you.
Well, I thought it'd be just a surprise to call you up and just get to know you and celebrate with you. Wow, 92 years old. What was your faith journey like? I mean, you were born, what, 1918 or 1922? When?
23.
19?
The fourth month, 23.
Okay. Well,
that's my birthday.
Who introduced you to Jesus? Tell me a little of your faith journey.
Well, I was saved down in Ridge Farm, Illinois, in the Nazarene Church. My husband and I, when my children were little, I have four daughters.
Mm-hmm.
One lives in Plano, Texas, and she is having lots and lots of problems. She's on oxygen 24/7. And she had a bad heart attack. She worked in a nursing home for 30 years. And she had this heart attack, and so she had to give up her job. And now then she's on oxygen, and she has to just stay at home. Then I have a daughter that lives in Foster. Her husband was a well driller.
Mm-hmm.
And her son has bought the well drilling outfit. Mm-hmm. And my other, Troy, that introduced me to you and the radio station, he works for them on the well driller too. So I worked for General Electric for 29 years. Then I retired, and my husband then died in 2091.
Now, where did you two meet?
Well, I'll tell you, I went with his sister to a party at Mrs. High. She was a good Sunday school teacher at Ridge Farm, and she had a party. So his sister had invited me to go with her, and she wanted me to go up north of Ridge Farm and pick up this boy that she liked real well and bring him to that party. She didn't know how to drive, but I did. But I drove my husband, not at that time,
sure,
but his car, and broke the starter spring on it.
Now, this is back in, like, 1930 or early 40s?
I was married in 41.
Okay.
So this was about 1939.
Okay.
And he didn't get mad. I figured, oh, boy, I'm in trouble now. So he went to the Nazarene Church, too, and his parents did. Went to the Nazarene Church in Ridge Farm. And so that's where I was saved, and that's where he was saved. And then my children all raised in the Nazarene Church. But my two older girls, Dottie and Georgia, were married in the Baptist Church. And that was when Glenn Ray was there, and that was a number of years ago.
Now, what did your husband do for an occupation while you, could you stay home?
He worked for Olin Matheson Company out of Covington.
Okay, and you stayed home raising the children?
No, I worked at General Electric.
Okay. Oh, those 20-something years?
That 29 years. And we came and moved to Covington, and my husband remodeled a lot of houses. I mean, whenever one come up, we worked it over and sold it. And then I moved 18 times in my lifetime. So I'm settled here on Jefferson Street in Covington. It's a blessing that I'd go to the Baptist Church with Pastor Joe Humacouse. It's my pastor in Andy Hawker Road. And Mike Hollenstein, and they always, if don't get to church all the time, well, they stop in to see me.
Well, I'll tell you an interesting story. As Linda came up to me and was mentioning how you wish you could have come, but you hurt your leg, you had fallen, and she said, you know, she's a wonderful person. I said, oh, maybe I'll call her up. I got to track down her phone number. And Linda said, yeah, it's probably in the directory. Well, I saw Pastor Joe, and I mentioned your name, and I said, yeah, I got to find her phone number. And he said, oh, it's 7657. I mean, he knew it on the top of his head. I was like, wow, I'm impressed.
He already knows. He knows he can just drop in any time. He don't have to give call or nothing.
Yeah. Well, being born in 1923, I'm sure you have a lot of history and life experiences. Do you have a favorite childhood memory or just even these many years watching the advancement in technology and all the different things living through World War II?
Well, I'll tell you, mostly in World War II, it was the food stamps for gasoline, shoes, sugar. It was a very, very hard time through there.
Mm-hmm.
And my father bought a 1935 Ford car over Brockton, Illinois, and gave it to my husband and I. And that boy had got killed in the service.
Mm.
And his father sold his car then.
Mm.
It had been in the garage when he was drafted into the war.
Mm-hmm.
So we had lots of memories. I took an old DeSoto that we had to Paris, Illinois, and sold it for $75. We had it for 3 years.
Wow.
And so... anyway, I took the car to Paris to the Pontiac place, which I knew, and my father knew this place. But I sold it, and then I remembered I didn't have a way home.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, my dad lived in a hotel down there at Paris. So I went over there, and he had an old Model T Ford, and he took me back home. We lived out west of Paris, Illinois. And that's where I raised my children, and this is kind of a story that I probably don't hear very often, but I dressed a lot of chickens, and my daughter Linda, she refuses to eat chicken to this day because she saw me dress so many chickens.
Sure.
But that's how I paid for my new set of false teeth.
Hmm.
That's how I bought a tool set for my husband at Ridge Farm.
Hmm.
And some days I would dress as high as 75 chickens.
Huh.
and deliver them around. But Dr. Sprague, the dentist down at Paris, he said, Mary, if you will dress enough chickens to put in my freezer, I will make you a set of teeth.
Oh, jeez.
So when I got the teeth, you're going to laugh at this.
Yeah.
But we moved to Covington, then we had to go to a different dentist, Dr. Neely, over at Petersburg.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that I had the best set of porcelain teeth that could possibly be made.
I guess you could take that as a compliment, right?
It was a compliment.
Yeah.
But then my son-in-law, his brother was the dentist here in Covington, E.J. Martin, and he made me a new set of teeth then when I needed them before I retired.
Well, I'm still marveling that you sold your car, that DeSoto, for $75. You can't even get a pair of gym shoes nowadays for that price.
Oh, but I drove that car for 3 years and paid $75 for it. And then I sold it for $70. Well, that was quite a laugh. Everybody, my husband kept telling everybody, just let my wife sell her cars.
Well, with...
oh, my.
Well, these many...
I could just talk on forever and ever.
Well, these many years of following the Lord, have you had a favorite scripture or passage or Bible story?
Oh, yes. Philippians chapter 1. You know the verse. I'm so glad that I met God's, oh dear. Makes me sad to think of it. And not only that, John 3:16, everybody learned that. That was the first thing that we learned when we was going to Bible school.
Mm-hmm.
And John 3:16. And my little grandson up to the Baptist school, he had to learn that, John 3:16. So that was a blessing to hear him stand and say that. And my children all you know, learn Bible verses in Bible schools, and I'm so grateful for all that. My daughter Dottie and Troy go to the Sterling Church over at Petersburg. Yara Johnson is their minister, and it's a road of a lot of happiness and a road of a lot of sorrow, too.
Well, let me read a portion of Philippians chapter 1. I'll begin at verse 3, because I think this is certainly true of me thinking of you now as a friend and as a listener and a part of our radio listening family. But Philippians 1:3 says, I thank my God every time I remember
you.
In all of my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And that's you, now 92 years young, still living faithfully for the Lord, excited to tune in and listen and learn and grow. And what a blessing you are, Mary. And I'm so glad that we get to get connected and share you with our radio listening family.
You don't know what this means to me, for me to brag to my all my kids now that I've talked to you.
It's me that was bragging yesterday, and I just thought, wow, this was a comment I made yesterday that, you know, Lord, I want to finish well. I want to be like Max Norman. He's volunteered with the radio station. I think he's 90 or 91 and excited about what the Lord's doing and loves to talk about grace and mercy and God's love. And like, you are just another example of somebody that's still excited to be open to what God's going to do in your life, even this very day.
I tell you, he's pour out more grace every morning, every day. And even when I fall, when I say, you know, I fell, but the good Lord, all these times that I've fallen, I have never broke a bone. And isn't that a blessing?
Hey, Mary, you also mentioned that following the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't mean that everything's easy, that there are points of sorrow and heartache, and life is not always just wonderful. How did God maybe meet you at those points when you were discouraged or down, or, you know, certainly the great loss of your husband of many years?
Well, I tell you, I don't know what people do when they have to face the brick walls. When Rich passed away, I was glad that I had my children, and they all understood how I felt. And the good Lord knew all my trials and tribulations that I had to go through. And it was all his grace has been more than enough when I have to call on him.
Well, I want to also maybe do a shout-out for this Troy. Now, he's your grandson?
He's my grandson.
Good job, Troy.
And his name is Troy Alexander.
Yeah, I haven't met him or didn't know that he may have listened, but thank you, God, that he got that transistor, right?
A transistor, General Electric, little black transistor that I've had all these years.
That he got that tuned in and given to you and recommended you tuning in. And do you have a favorite program? Do you listen to, like, Unshackled or the music or the teaching?
Oh, I listen to that kids program, too.
Oh, Adventures in Odyssey?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yep.
Yes, I listen to that. I may be an old lady, but I listen to that.
Well, thank you, God, for Troy and grandchildren. So I'm going to exhort our younger audience, men and women, boys and girls, your grandparents, your parents, they're worthy of your time and your energy and your effort. Maybe something as simple as stopping over and tuning in the radio, or a special gift or a call or a reminder, just a nice message. Send them something or take them out to dinner. The blessings will manifest themselves in a lot of different ways. And Mary, you just sound like you're loved by your family and you're finishing well. And you're open to what God's going to do in your life, maybe this day.
Yes. You'll never know what a blessing this has been.
Oh.
I have no idea. And bless your heart. I hope everybody gets that $20 in the envelope and sends it for the 20 years.
Sure. Hey, do you know that Dr. Erwin Lutzer is going to be down in April to speak to our radio listeners?
Dave, excuse me. We get Meals on Wheels from the senior center.
Sure.
And the man just brought that in.
Okay, well, I heard them coming in the background, and so we'll just close out, allow you to have some good grub, some good food in you, and just thank you for your support and your prayers and finishing well and being a role model to us younger audience that we want to be energized by your life story.
Oh, my, this has been, thank you so much, and Lord bless and keep you safe and sound.
Oh, thank you, Mary.
All things good for you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for being available at short notice for today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Well, I can't go anywhere unless, you know, somebody goes and helps me along.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm usually at home.
All right. Well, we might check in again with you. Thanks for being available.
Thank you so much.
All right.
I love you.
Love you, too.
Lord bless you.
Lord bless you.
Bye.
Well, bye-bye. Well, thank you, Great News Radio listeners, for tuning in today. Like I said, I just called up Mary Claypool. She lives in the Covington, Indiana area, and I learned of her being a listener just the other day at the Covington Christian School fundraising banquet at the Beef House, and her friend Linda said Mary wanted to be here but couldn't, and I just thought I didn't have somebody for today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, so called her up, and she was available, and what a blessing. Boy, Lord God, help me be healthy and whole and strong to the very end, like so many of our senior saints. So I hope you'll take that to mind today and allow the Lord to work in and through you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Thank you so much.
All right. That's going to be tomorrow's program.
I love you.
Love you, too. And tune in tomorrow. You'll hear it all.
Okay. What time now? Is it the evening one or the morning one?
It'll be both. So 8:30 in the morning and 8:30 at night.
8:30 at night and 8:30 in the morning. Well, the other night I stayed up so I could be sure and listen to the three testimonies from Mike and Pastor Joe and Andy.
Well, you tell them now they have to stay up or wake up and make sure they tune in to hear your story.
Oh, okay. I'll tell it.
All right. Love you.
Love you. And thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.